HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys can stop. Fists up. You're gonna International Women's Day. Enjoy all that. Stop it. Just love the one you're with. How about that? How about that message, huh? Just
that's beautiful, John.
Love each other. And then when you don't anymore, you know, love someone else. But Brady's message is love. In the meantime, get with somebody who hates the same things you hate, because that's the key to happiness.
Yeah, you can make fun of them together.
Yeah, you sit down and you laugh at all the stuff that they, you both agree look stupid. The last thing you need is start making fun of something somebody else likes. That's a recipe for disaster. So hate the same things. Your grandparents never tell you that. That's a crucial part of a good relationship, is that you hate all the same stuff. There can be very, you know, like food, you can be go back and forth on that. But you can't have like some vegan and you're a meat eater. You can't have somebody who's like all into, you know, the rights of the pygmy people, and you're like, well, I always laughed at pygmy people. You can't have that. They hate the same things.
Man.
That's a find right there. She's a special lady.
One thing I'm really passionate about is the rights and the plight of the pygmy people.
Oh, man, I've been making fun of them for years.
Well, this won't work.
Well, maybe you could educate me, and I'll, nah, never mind. You're right.
This is that a work. First date question? It's right after your credit question?
So what do you like to do?
Well, I like skiing and horses and the pygmy people.
We'll get back to that in a second. What's your credit score?
748.
All right, so far so good. All right, back to the pygmy thing. What?
I got to circle back.
You take a lot of trips to where they are? Where do they live? And then my response, well, I was on a cruise once with a bunch of midgets.
Oh, my God.
This isn't going to work, is it? It was like a convention of them. And they were horny. Felt like I was in the Wizard of Oz.
Are you this insensitive all the time?
Let's just get the check. We're done here. We don't hate the same things.
Our generation of men might have a hard time dating nowadays.
Because of the pygmies?
No, just because of the offending everything.
Oh, yeah, everybody. No, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm, yeah. It's detrimental to dating. Look at this queer over here.
What did you say?
Like, I said, look at this query I have about this math equation that I've never been able to figure out. Query. It's a big query.
Especially if you want to find a woman under 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that dip right there.
That African-American gentleman?
Yeah.
What's your problem there?
Oh, nothing. I believe he's lit.
Never mind.
Got the rights that all of us have. And what should I say here? Go pygmies.
You called him a pygmy. You called that man a pygmy.
I didn't call him a pygmy. Okay. We don't talk the same language.
I've gone over 100 dates and it's just not working.
Me make English different than you. This is a big weekend there at the Hooters. Hooters bring you to the Brady Report, but this is it. NASCAR weekend. Got some clouds coming in. Cover
some
you
rubbing.
Up. Saturday, March 9th at Hooters. Eric's going out there tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
You're going to be out 75th Avenue in Thomas. You're going to go out with Chase Elliott's car and Chase Elliott himself. Hooters gives back a citywide celebration at all the Hooters with car washes, Hooters calendar signings, and the number 9 Chase Elliott show car. Much more stuff, including Chase Elliott. He'll be out there. All proceeds benefiting the Humane Society of Arizona and local pediatric cancer patient. Noah, all the details right there at Visit Hooters Arizona. Is it Visit Hooters or it just says Visit Hooters? HootersArizona.com is the website. Misleading.
Right. It's on our site, too.
Yeah.
5 to 7 tomorrow.
Yeah. You're out there 5 to 7 tomorrow at 75th Avenue and Thomas Hooters. And that's where Chase and the show car. Don't be out
doing
there.
Doing tunes.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, because it's a
show
it's
car.
The gay car. You'll feel great. You'll be swell.
Hugh Jackman will pop up out of the trunk.
At the Copa. What is that noise? It's Chase's show car. Are you guys going to watch Fosse Verdon? It's coming soon. The story of Bob Fosse.
All that jazz.
Yes.
Do NASCARs have trunks?
Uh-huh. For the moonshine. That's how it started.
Just curious.
I don't know. That would be an authentic way to do it. You got a hall shine.
Yeah. Going to spice it up a little.
Well, that's what it was when it started. That's how the whole thing began. Yeah. So let's keep it authentic and put some moonshine in the back. Deliver the shine.
And if they crash, the explosion's even bigger.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the pure alcohol? Oh, he's on fire.
Well, that's no show car anymore, is it?
Now the crew's on fire.
The fans in the stands.
45 rows up. Danger, danger, danger. Jeez. Well, he's not getting his load of shine up there because he has burned up the entire front foot section. If you were sitting in foot, you got a taste of NASCAR.
Maybe not a great idea.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
More merchandising opportunities. Now they can start selling the, you know, they sell the jackets. Now sell those flame suits.
Flame retardant fan suits.
Big money.
Quit being hypocrites and run NASCAR the way it was designed to run. Powder kegs of explosives in the back trunk.
They're just driving
and the infield.
Everybody's going like 35 miles an hour.
The infield is just stills.
Hazard lights.
Yeah. Oh, into the stills!
Oh, no!
Oh, when they pit, then they got to run the shine and then put more shine
in. Oh, that's a good idea. They got to, the reload. Shine exchange.
And then you can drink it in the stands.
Woo!
Yeah, that's all they serve. Pure shine.
End of the race. Everyone's asleep.
The drivers aren't drinking. That's irresponsible. Got to keep a modicum of responsibility around the NASCAR shine races. But they're hypocrites, and they just run fast. Still fun to watch. Eric will be out there, 75th Avenue in Thomas, tomorrow from 5 to 7, enjoying Chase Elliott's show car. Brady, it's time for you to report it. Please do.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
A couple of Friday morning fun facts. There's a statue at... Harvard University that says John Harvard, founder, 1638.
Right.
John Harvard was a benefactor, not the founder. Hmm. Founder was, it happened in 1636, 2 years earlier, and it was Sherman Hoare.
Yeah, you can't have Hoare University. That's called ASU.
I don't know anybody that goes to Harvard, but I'm calling them a whore from now on.
Hoare University is Arizona State.
Still?
they lost
that status.
That's true.
Some universities that could fight for that title.
So they put up the Harvard name. I wonder if they went with Hoare for a while. This is bad. We can't be the most prestigious college in all of America being called Hoare U.
University of Hoare.
Who gave us the most money last year? Mr. Harvard. That's a good name. What the hell were we screwing around with a Hoare guy for? So for 300 plus years, they've been lying to us about Harvard. Boston. Is there anything they don't cheat at?
Well, they just need to change the name plaque.
To John Hoare?
Yeah. Sherman Hoare.
Oh, Sherman Hoare. Hmm.
John Harvard.
Right.
Ironic. Well, just combo. Whore.
John Hoare.
A whore what brought down Harvard.
Jenga means to build in Swahili.
Okay. And destroy, also, evidently. Build poorly.
The guy who created Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was friends with Harry Houdini. They wound up hating each other after a fight over whether Houdini had magical powers. Houdini swore he didn't. Oh. Doyle was sure that he did.
He was black arts.
Yeah.
Doyle got nervous around Houdini. Doyle was an idiot.
Pizza Hut
So wait a minute. He would argue with the guy, no, you have magical powers.
Look,
you need to harness them.
Listen, Doyle, I don't.
A magician. I can't show you how it works, but they're all tricks. No! You've been touched by the black arts. You're a witch. My friend Harry Houdini is a warlock.
Stop I am
telling
not.
People that. Look, I'll show look, this is how the coin it goes away, but it's in my sleeve. How did you do that? Your sleeve is also a warlock.
Aha!
I know what I'll do. I'll write books about a private investigator that figures all of your queries out.
Except for magic.
Magic is of the dark devils. I remember a girl my friend was dating in high school. I went to a magic shop and got like a coin thing. She was Mexican. That'll come into play in a second. Started to do the thing and went poof. And I'm like, I did that really well. So I figured out this coin with like this little red box and the coin would just go away and the whole box would disappear. It was a really cool trick. And I remember doing it for her and she just goes, I don't like this at all. I'm like, why? And she goes, It's the dark arts.
You're messing with the demons.
I am what? It's the dark arts. I'm like, nah, I bought, it was like $3 at Spencer's.
It's a trick.
I'm here, look. There's the box. It's in my arm. It was neat how it looks.
I don't know, though.
The dark arts.
If you hook up with that chick, she'll believe anything, man.
And that was what I told my friend. Then you need to marry her. She's dumb as a rock. The religion's going to get in the way every once in a while, but you can convince her of anything. I have half a mind to just tell her I'm you. Boner.
I think you can get out of that divorce okay if it ever came down. She'd never figure it out.
Just figure out how to make yourself disappear.
Well, I wanted to divorce him, but he evaporated into thin air and became vapor.
He did what then?
He's of the dark arts, and he became vapor right before my eyes, and now I don't know what to do, and I don't know where I don't know the codes to the ATM.
You're saying your husband is vapor?
Mm-hmm. Of the dark arts.
Will you marry me?
Judge, that's inappropriate.
You're literally
the dumbest woman I've ever met.
It's like then you put a spell on. You are now invisible.
I also am of the dark arts, and you.
No one can see you.
Or my wife.
Oh, man, another spell. What are you going to do? Just the way the world works.
I love that you argue with a guy like, I'm not magic. It's tricks. You are too. We'll never be friends, Harry, until you admit you're from the dark end. That was the original dark web. Harry Houdini and his weird tricks. And Harry probably got a little full of himself, too, with that whole, I'm going to swim under the ice patch for a while.
Yeah, he wanted to trick people that he had.
Yeah, but
powers.
He started getting into that just feats of weirdness. That wasn't magic to swim under the ice pile.
Wasn't he obsessed about returning from the dead? Or was
He said he would on Halloween of whatever year that he'd come.
Or maybe
come
he was just selling that.
He was a showman.
Yeah.
He was like Chase Elliott's car.
But boys.
People bought it. That's how dumb everybody was.
And his family continued on.
Yeah, back in the 1930s, everybody was that stupid. That all you had to do was a couple of coin tricks, hold your breath for a long time, and everybody thought you were able to dislocate
your shoulder and get on a straitjacket.
And get on a straitjacket because I'm willing to hurt myself for entertainment. And everybody thought, oh, he's got special powers. You know, he's been touched. Believe everything he says. And then he tells everybody, I'm coming back on Halloween in a couple of years. Oh, boy. Lock the doors.
Philadelphia just passed a new law this week that says stores have to keep accepting cash. If they don't, they could be fined up to $2,000.
They have to charge it.
Yeah. Philadelphia is the first city to do it. Massachusetts already has a law on the books that outlaws cashless stores. So people who support the new law claim that going cashless discriminates against older and lower income Americans because they're less likely to have debit cards and less likely to have, like, Apple Pay.
Even the poorest people can get debit cards.
Yeah. It's just how much you get a bank account. They just give you one.
Toledo's got one.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Yeah, but he has one, but he still has to go around with cash.
Not really.
No.
You can have a dollar in your account and use your debit card.
That's the reason why our honor system in the
kitchen
doesn't work.
Well, no one takes a debit card. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
I mean, Toledo gives a debit card out.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still have to have money. So what you're saying is... They're protecting
like
people.
Like at Porkopolis all the time.
They're protecting people with absolutely no money at all and probably shouldn't
That's
be
what
shopping.
The people yeah.
It's like they don't have
not shopping anyway.
They have a bank account that'll give them a debit card because they have nothing. So whatever's in their pocket, they're spending.
Don't you just to start one, all you need is like 50 or 100 bucks, don't you?
Yeah, for a bank account?
Yeah. Credit union, you just got to have that 25 bucks set aside.
I don't know anything about that. That's the worst.
he knows specifics.
That is the. I feel like I need a shower. That was so dirty poor, what you just said. It was the poorest I've ever felt. In a room of poor. I feel like I should give you a bowl of soup and a cot.
You get that with
I'm
a checking
like Mother
account.
Teresa all of a sudden. Ugh. You get $25 and you go marching into a bank with it. Hello there, my name is Richard Rockefeller. And here's my 2 10s and a 5. I believe we both know what's happening here. I'm starting an
debit
account.
Debit card, please.
Do I get a free cigar?
You take that free water.
You want to start an account for $25, sir? Yeah, I believe that is the minimum.
No, I want to start 3 accounts. I have $75.
Whoa, Brady. Whoa.
We have moved the minimum up to $35. Oh, I've been bamboozled.
Damn it.
I have to save for another year. $25. Credit union starting account for $25. Oh, Toledo. Take that $25 to Home Depot and get a rope.
Now open this account. Here's $25 in cash and put the other $10 on my debit.
Sir, this is $24. You've clearly written a 5 over a 1.
Did I do that?
Oops. A banking error is in my favor. Sir, that's not how this works. That's Monopoly.
Come on, Alex. We got to go home.
Why? Hey, Alex, give me a dollar.
I got to get it out of my account.
Damn it.
He's had an account for over 10 years.
Oh, my God. That was such a poor thing to say. I hate how proud you were of it, too. Like your knowledge of the lowest end account possible in the world. All you need is $25. Ugh.
I have $25 in this bee pollen.
Right. No, that's Brady.
These are just dead bees, sir.
I have flower pollen.
If you eat them, you won't have allergies. I'm not eating a handful of bees. Take your $25 and your handful of bees and leave. I'm going to call the police.
The account is open. Now, where is my toaster?
And like, if you had $25 to start your account, you go in and say, here's my 2 10s and a 5. I'm going to start the account, sign some papers here, and now I need to make a withdrawal because you've taken all my money. You can't, sir. There'll be a fee.
You've got everything.
I need $10 of that back. Well,
damn
then you're
it.
Below the minimum, and we're going to charge you $15 fee. That'll put you at zero. Well, this is a scam.
How much can I overdraft?
Right, that's why you go for the overdraft. $25, and I believe you have a $200 overdraft.
Sweet.
I now have $225.
I'm rich.
I'm going to take a bitch to dinner.
Woo! Minus the $35. I'm still $190
yeah, we're up.
Richard, you look especially happy today.
Lisa?
Walking on sunshine.
We're on Easy Street. It's never felt so good.
Still, what
bread?
Are you doing flushing the toilet? Stop it!
That is the poorest conversation I've ever heard. If we were like in a public setting and I wasn't forced to stay here with you, I would have walked away right now. I don't want to be friends with you. If I hear that conversation behind me at spring training, I'll move sections. All I got to have is $25. You're starting to count a credit union. Okay, let's get out of here. These people are going to rob us.
I would say you're an elitist, but you're not.
No, I'm not. That's terrible. That's terribly sad, isn't it? Yeah. You get to a certain level where you call me an elitist all day. I'm proud of it compared to
that's
that.
That's with what Toledo's at.
Yeah, if Toledo looked at me right now and said, you're such an elitist, I'm like, no, that's success. You're just pathetic. I'd rather be an elitist.
John, don't tell Toledo, but Navy Federal Credit Union balance is
$5. Oh, my God. Again, who's the dude walking in with a Lincoln? I've come across an aunt died, and I got a pretty hefty settlement. So just slide this across and just the necessary paperwork.
If you know all the minimums at your bank, then you need to reassess.
Yeah, you got
to
get a better job. Minimums. They call them that for a reason. Because they're forced to take that level, or is it? We can't even risk it. $5? Is that you can start it with, like, you have to have at least $5. Somebody's come in where they're like, I have $3 and want to start it. We can't do it. We just can't risk that. How much do you need? If I was the teller, I'd be like,
do you
want to
put some money in the account? No.
Here's $25. Let's get
just
a good
open
start. Let's boost you up.
The teller helps him.
I'd give him $25 right away.
She got a tip jar there.
It's like a massive influx of cash to this guy. Here, look, I'm going to boost this up a touch. Here's $25. You're now at 30. Let's not go crazy. Oh, you just bought a hat and a cigar. See, this is why you only have $5.
A woman in Germany called the cops yesterday and said her husband had been murdered. But when they showed up to the scene, he was fine. Turned out she claimed he had been murdered because she thought they'd show up faster and tow a car that was blocking her in the driveway.
Oops.
She was drunk at the time. Tried to get in her car and drive away, but they stopped her.
Jeremy, the intern, just texted me and said, I even have a debit card. He knows how pathetic his life is, and he can still get a debit card.
I bet he knows the minimums.
Oh, he knows the minimums. He gets a letter reminding him every single day. Says here we're below the minimum again. Jesus, the allergies are going to make lung butter fly out when I do Jeremy.
A woman was rescued by Spanish police after she bound her arms to the steering wheel of her car and almost asphyxiated herself. She'd been trying to recreate the scene from the erotic novel, 50 Shades of Grey. I guess so. But a guy saw her in the car tied up and thought someone was trying to kidnap her. And the police showed up and she told them that that's what she was trying to do. I'm alone.
It's worse than what he said.
Yeah.
You can't recreate scenes from Fifty Shades of Grey without a dude. You have to have a second person.
That was the problem.
50 Shades of masturbating.
To each their own, John.
You should take your $25 account and
take her on a
lasso day. This filly up. She'll take you.
This parent in Buffalo, New York, walked into the Henry J. Kalfas Magnet Elementary School, Niagara Falls, New York. She became aggressive at a parent-teacher conference with her child's teacher and the school principal, Principal Attilo Baldessare.
Nailed it.
Smashed it.
The mother is identified as Laquanda T. Crittenden Howard. She said the teacher was mistreating her son, began shouting obscenities, and continued to shout obscenities to the rest of the teachers walking down the hallway, then walked into the classroom.
Shouted obscenities.
Grabbed her child and said, any of you efforts try to touch me, I will body slam you.
You're talking to the kids?
And teachers.
Oh, okay.
Mostly the kids.
That did not go well.
No.
That parent-teacher conference was bad.
You don't know who you're messing with. I will have him body slam you. Out of the way, Baldessare.
What kind of information can get exchanged at a parent-teacher conference that leads to that?
Nobody messes with Laquanda.
There's a lot to unpack with
Gilroy's Don't show
here.
Me Gilroy's tweets. What are you doing? You put Gilroy on the big board?
He hasn't even achieved that level yet.
I don't feel good today. Don't make it worse.
A German man has been sentenced to life in prison.
I need Gilroy. I got enough junk in my throat right now. Need it in my ears, too.
You had to know he'd be chiming in about a conversation about poor.
Yeah. Speaking of poor, let me tell you why you're poor. It's like me choosing to try out for the NBA. I'm not qualified. You want to be a comedian. You've chosen poorly.
The man is identified as Klaus O. He's 57 years old. Got life in prison for trying to poison his coworkers over several years.
Over several years?
Yeah, wow. He was administering little doses of poison.
Just keeping him sick.
One guy ended up dying. The other guy had kidney failure.
Whoa. I hope Paul Sura isn't listening.
Put the poison
I don't even like thinking about the possibilities of this.
The sandwiches and food that they would eat, he would slide it in there.
What the?
How many years?
Several.
That's right. You're all going to die first. Oh, Paul's been slowly poisoning us and eating all the good food, clearly.
One in a coma, two others serious kidney damage.
Paul's worked.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Jeez.
Paul's a large man, and he texted me the other night.
He was using mercury.
He goes, like, I don't have enough to worry about in my life that I just turned on the TV and watched an entire special on sinkholes. Because he's like, hey, it's fear, Paul. Are you home? Here's another thing you need to worry about. He said, so I'm going to stop trying to lose weight and just gain more so a sinkhole can't possibly swallow me. Just plug it. Yeah. He says, I'm going to stay big because now I'm afraid of sinkholes, too. Paul being half stuck in a sinkhole is my dream wish for the world.
You want to just walk into work and see him like in there?
Oh, I want to see the under-camera shot of his little legs dangling over like a 400-foot crevasse that opened up underneath him, but his belly stopped it.
Not sure if you heard about this, but police here in Arizona pulled over Esther Gomez de Aguilar. Aguilar. 53 years old.
How many last names did she have?
You nailed
Gomez de Aguilar.
Aguilar, Aguilar. Aguilar?
Aguilar.
There it is.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's done it.
And her husband, but she was dressed as a nun, had a Bible in her lap, and 8 pounds of fentanyl.
Whoa.
8 pounds?
They're on the I-10 in Eloy.
And you say a little dust from fentanyl?
Well, it depends on how I've been watching a lot about this. It depends on how it's manufactured. If it's in its raw state on one of those strips. It can get on you. Yeah,
like
they have
like
weird
strips
you can burn. It can put it in pills. It's all sorts of different ways they can do it. But the one girl that was smoking it had it in tinfoil, and she unwrapped it and burned up the tinfoil underneath. And as it burned, she just inhaled the smoke. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, everybody. I don't know how it works, but it's dangerous. And the cops are like, if you touch it and it gets in your bloodstream, depending on how it's made, it's terrifying.
It's 31.
Stuff's everywhere, evidently. Now they're doing that big special on Channel 3 about how that firefighter that took what he thought was a regular pill and had fentanyl in it and killed him.
This 31-year-old man was rushed to the hospital in England, Coventry. It was around the Warwickshire area of England.
Yeah, I know
nobody's
well.
Going to look for it.
Yeah. Party town, great fish and chips.
I wonder what the longitude latitude of this area is.
Yeah, what is it?
Anyway, he had a discharge coming from his ear, got into the emergency room, and they found that Q-tip got jammed up there, caused a brain infection.
All the way?
Yeah.
You're going too deep, buddy.
If you lose the Q-tip, another one's gone.
He doesn't know how they work.
We need more Q-tips to get the last Q-tips out.
How many do I shove in here?
Yeah, we've got three in, but they're gone.
What? You use a hammer?
I can't hear you. What? Stop putting Q-tips in your ear, idiot. I can't hear you. I've got Q-tips in my ear.
That's what they're for.
Right. It says on the box, ears. You're an idiot. You're putting them too deep. I can't hear you. Too many Q-tips in my ear. This is the problem, mate. Right. He's yelling. I've got nothing. It's all these Q-tips I shoved deep into my ear. Well, what's the worst that can happen? I'll probably fall out at night. Milky discharge, not good.
He'd put more, but he's negative in his account.
I very much doubt it's the Q-tips. They would probably absorb the discharge. This is something else. You ever put a Q-tip in your ear so deep you lose it?
All the time.
No. I think there's a natural stopper. Not my head. Nope. Nothing. Lose them every week. One after another.
He's
I coughed once
on
and four Q-tips came out.
The
Houdini
that
trick, you know, where you slide it in, fake
comes
the
out
slide,
the other
yeah.
ear. I watched a magician do it. He got
it's
his
not
back.
Working.
Mine's not coming back now.
This Vegas trip might happen to one. Because on Sunday, Hidden Valley Ranch is holding Bring Your Own Bottle event.
That
Vegas
makes sense.
Trip. Because it's National Ranch Day this Sunday. And if you go to Las Vegas, yeah. you bring your own bottle. You can fill it up with Hidden Valley Ranch dressing.
I know what you said.
Yeah, because
I'm not getting it.
Going to see Michael Jackson.
One is
the
Michael Jackson. I was thinking
and
individual.
And I might do this road trip now.
It's Las Vegas. Thing might happen to one.
It sounded very Shakespearean. We didn't know you were talking about
they
you.
They said might not happen to one.
I don't know what he said, to be
it's
honest.
It's going to happen.
To one?
You can
what
bring
he
a wheelbarrow
said, as a person
or a bathtub.
A person who speaks English would have said.
I might be going to Vegas after all to go see that show.
One.
This
Las
happening
Vegas
outside
trip might
the,
be happening to one.
To one what?
I've got Q-tips in my ears.
It's happening at the New York Hotel and Casino for
one
hour on Sunday.
I'm anyway, I missed everything.
Brady, Brady may or may not be going to Las Vegas. And there's ranch dressing there. Thank you. We'll be right back. And I'm trying to I'm doing this under medication and a foggy brain. It's not fair.
Congratulations to Wiley Simpson.
He is one.
San Antonio, Texas. He has started his transition from female to male, but he's received some shocking news. He's pregnant. He was nervous and scared over the news that he and his fiance, Stephen Gaith, were not prepared to become parents.
No.
But there's a picture of him.
It's disgusting.
At least I'm giving him, what, maybe about a month or two before that baby's coming out.
You think he's about seven months?
That's pretty heavy.
He's a slight man, woman. So this used to be a woman.
Yeah.
Kept the vagina, got the treatments, grew the beard, put in a man bun. Pretty convincing dude. Got the boobs chopped
hipster,
out.
Hipster. A pregnant hipster.
Yeah. Grew the hipster beard, got some gauges put in, and the next thing you know, took some D.
Sorry, I guess.
Right? Am I doing this right?
Yeah.
And then forgot, oh, yeah, I've still got ovaries because she hasn't had her period for a while, so she thought that was just all dried up. Ends up pregnant. They're keeping it.
Rowan was born. I'm reading
well, no kidding,
the baby hatched September 5th, 2018. The baby's been around for a while.
Oh, there's a lot of beards in that delivery room because the boyfriend looks like Jesus. The father of the woman father looks like the Lord Christ.
They don't plan to have any more children.
Yeah, we need a flow chart on that.
They didn't plan
on
this one. Miracle baby.
Hey, the parents are staying together. That's good.
That's good.
For now.
No, they're all right.
Then alimony will be in the future.
Who gets it?
We'll end it with a couple of pretty videos.
Who gets it?
The first one is a skateboard. He makes a bad landing off a ramp, and he blames his board. By slamming it against the wall, karma comes back around.
Board gets him.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't see anything.
I don't either. Just a big bunch of words. I think you just read us a story and then showed us
the red. You can search for upset skater boy.
No, I don't want to get Avril Lavigne videos.
Yeah, here we go. All right, this kid's good. Is he cuss? He's cussing. 18-year-old skateboarder. Oh, there's no sound.
No sound.
He falls down. He's mad at his skateboard.
Whacks it
Y-U, and he throws it into the side of the thing. Gets back on the skateboard and broke his ankle.
No. There he goes. You know what? Let's try it again. And oh! Down.
No, he just eats a curb. Well, he's not very good at skateboarding is what we've determined.
What?
It's just a video of a kid who's not good at it.
Yeah, you chose better, Brady.
The next.
Yeah, they have better on the Chive channel.
Yeah, Chive has got tons of people hurting themselves.
The next one is a crazy Ruski party. Very fancy party with the champagne glass pyramid. Guy starts pouring the champagne and the pyramid does not last.
Oh, boy.
But the crowd really enjoys it.
Oh, this is hoity-toity.
Wow. Titanic.
Yeah. Except for the kid pouring the champagne in a t-shirt and some Dickies.
My father is businessman.
This is a little out of place for him, isn't it?
The staff should have dressed better. Right.
Who'd have thought the guy in the t-shirt and Dickies would have?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's actually better than the champagne. All right, well, that wasn't bad.
Well, everybody went home happy, it seems.
I got to think the staff should have had a better dress code than skater guy.
We'll end it on a high note.
Musicians are dressed better than you?
Yeah, well, the musicians always have to wear tuxes. We'll give you that for those kind of things, but so should the staff.
We'll end it on a high note. The lady slips and falls on her own vomit.
Well, that is a high note.
Yes.
If I've ever heard one.
Wait, is she
cursing? Oh, no! Oh, shit! Yeah, come on, man. That shoots out of her a foot and a half. And that's like chunky soup. Show me that again.
Wait, is she
cursing? That's her, like, that's... Oh, it's not good. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Oh! Not supposed to.
Told ya. Chive on, Eric.
That's what happens when you drink with your children.
That's good.
You built this up with the crappy ones.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
We didn't expect much until Pukey Lady shot out. That was great. That's a good puke. Even if she didn't fall down, that's a pretty solid puke run.
Please.
Let's see it again. Let's just take another look.
Good splatter.
Are they in a tiny house? Like, she goes right from a living room to a kitchen.
Like, she doesn't like her daughter's tiny
house. She's got $25 in the bank. The best part is she's holding a Dasani. So just prior to that filming, someone told her, you're going to lose it. Here, start drinking some water. You look terrible. Let me see one
more
time.
Good audio on it. Raining.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the splatter
raining on the floor.
It is a solid video. Let's get her up there one last time. I just got to see.
Wait, is she
That's a tiny house. They're in a tiny house.
For a trailer.
Oh man. No, the cabinets and the stuff and the floors are too nice for a trailer.
You can have an updated trailer. I've seen them, John.
Plus, it's got that weird ladder. I bet you have. Been looking, huh?
Yep.
That's got whole home air.
I think it's a tiny house. Still my favorite part of the tiny house show. We can use this area for entertaining. No one is ever coming over. To your
Perfect.
Stupid house.
No,
for a party.
At the end of those shows, they always have like 15 people.
No, they
over.
Only have three.
The one
it
time.
Looks like 15. They
have you
the
given
staff.
Up on the tiny house, Toledo?
You still nope. want the dream? You still want to have one
Absolutely.
Of those? Absolutely. It's such a terrible idea. So dumb.
You can do it for $25.
Yeah, well, get on it. You got a few years to save. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Don't forget Eric going out there tomorrow, 75th Avenue in Thomas, 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. At Hooters with Chase Elliott and his show car.
98. Oh my gosh.
98.
Shut the front door. 98.